Hello, everyone. This is Yolanda. Welcome to session number 7 on Reiki Radio. I want to talk to you today about channeling Reiki. And this is something I think is an important topic because a lot of people who are practicing Reiki struggle with whether or not they are actually channeling this energy. And so I hope you get a lot from this episode today. There's a lot to consider. So as always, grab something to write with and we will get into this topic. But before we begin, I also want to invite you to go to my website, which is yuchi.com. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter. Stay in touch. It's yewchi.com. And there'll be some more information that comes through that, which I'll talk to you about in a bit. So get comfortable and let's start the show. Okay, so today we're talking about channeling Reiki. And one of the first things I should start with is, I'll tell you even, you know, when I first learned Reiki, and those of you who have listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I studied with 6 different Reiki master teachers. And while that is not necessary, I did it because I was very curious at the beginning and I wanted to make sure I really understood. And I wanted to understand this technique from various points of view. So I studied with different teachers, different lineages, and I became certified in Yasui, traditional Yasui Reiki, Jikidem Reiki, Yasui Tibetan Reiki, Karuna Reiki, and anyway, it doesn't really matter. But what I learned at the beginning, my first introduction to Reiki, I thought that I was channeling some outside source, some outside energy. And a lot of us are taught in the beginning to see or feel or sense this white light coming down and through the crown. And I'm sure many of you have been taught the same thing. And of course, when we are connecting with, you know, this energy that is flowing through us, when you bring your awareness to your crown, you will feel that movement of energy. You may even see or sense that energy. But here's the thing I really want you to know is that this energy, Reiki, is not outside of you. Okay, I want you to get that again. It's not outside of you. This light is you. So let's just back up really quickly and talk about what Reiki is very briefly, not too much detail. If you do want to know more about what Reiki is, you can go way back in the archives. There is a show that is all about what Reiki is. However, just in a very general sense, I mean, the word itself, Reiki, the first part of the word Rei means spiritual or spirit. Ki means life force or energy, like the same as Chi. So in Chinese, it would be Chi. In Japanese, it's Ki. So all together, I mean, very loosely translated, it can be thought of as spiritually guided life force energy. And when we are learning the technique, again, a lot of times we have this idea that these energies that we're working with are outside of us. But what is actually true is that this light, again, is you. It's within you. And yes, you know, we're working with life, universal life force energy. I mean, everything is energetic. We're in a field of energy. Your entire being is energy. And you'll hear me talk about us being walking consciousness. Like, everything has a consciousness. So on top of these physical vessels that we have, we are also energetic. And I want you to think of it this way. We are, you know, we talk about consciousness and the programs that we hold and what we hold in our awareness and our beliefs and our feelings and our thoughts, all of these non-physical things. These are all energies. And so it's like we are programs in a way, and we are programmable. We are able to choose what we, how we perceive things, what we believe, what we feed into our consciousness, the stories and all of these things that we like echo in our minds. It all has an impact on us. But so think of your entire consciousness, this being that you are, as being coded. We have codes, programs. I see or feel them kind of like particles of light. And when you think about your energies, if you just bring your awareness to your energy, you may see, feel, or sense these particles of light, like all throughout your being, in you, around you, surrounding you. But in all of this, we have what I call source codes. And these source codes are like these energies that are within all of us, like this higher essence of who and what we are, that's within all of our fields. But what has happened through our life experience here in this realm is these energies become dormant. Through our life experience, what we are taught here, what we are, just life experience in general, these energies, these source codes are often pushed back or not utilized. I guess that's the better way to say it. They aren't necessarily utilized because we're functioning from a different aspect of consciousness, a different point of view. So I talked to you before about how we have, you know, these different aspects of us, our ego, our higher self, on. And we have become conditioned in many ways to function from aspects of ourselves that aren't necessarily lighting up these source codes more regularly. So when we aren't functioning from those energies, they do become more dormant. What we put our attention to, or what we feed our energy into, what we give our attention to, is what becomes more prominent in our field. So you have these higher frequencies of energies, all of us do, but it's just a matter of tapping into them and then how we choose to work with them, how we choose to expand them or begin to embody them. So when we talk about Reiki, we all go through these processes of attunements. So every level of Reiki that you go through, you receive attunements. And in that process even, I guess I should say what it is. It's kind of like, in a very general sense, it's kind of like an energetic ritual or like a spiritual blessing between the Reiki teacher and the student. But in your attunement, nothing is given to you. It's not like the teacher isn't implanting something in you. Essentially, what's happening is they are awakening what is already within you. So again, we'll call them these source codes, right? These higher frequencies of light that may have been dormant in your field, they now start to turn on or come online. I see it kind of as like awakening a light or lights within our system. So you have this attunement process and all of a sudden, these dormant energies start to activate. And you start to become aware of these higher frequencies of energies that have always been present in your field. And as you come back online, as you start to awaken these energies, this higher essence of who and what you are, you can feel it. You can sense it. And so when you get your attunement, you know, you feel sensations like your hands, you may feel energy in a more tangible way. You just have these different sensations. You may even notice after your attunements that you feel more sensitive to energies in general, like going into certain environments and being more hyper aware of what you see, feel, and sense. Again, these energies, these source codes are waking up in you, and you are becoming more aware because the light in you is activated. So really think about that. It's you. It's always been present in you. So now going back to, are you channeling Reiki? You are literally embodying this light. So it's not something that you have to pull in outside of you. And what I will say is, I believe that we are taught this in a lot of ways because it helps us to connect with this light. Now imagine prior to doing your Reiki training, and even if you've already done it, sometimes it's hard for us to believe that we could possibly have this light or this essence, or that we are enough, right? So it sometimes is easier for us to connect with the idea that these higher frequencies must be outside of us. So we have this visual or this practice. It's kind of like training wheels in a way. That's how I like to think of it, of connecting with this higher energy, these higher frequencies, and bringing them into us, because we don't believe yet, or we can't conceive yet, that it's actually us. And again, a lot of that has to do with our conditioning, but it's beside the point. So, you know, really, it's not that you are channeling anything outside of you. You are really just illuminating or bringing your awareness to this light that is you. So if you are not driving and it's safe for you to do so, go ahead and get into a comfortable seated position and close your eyes. And as you get settled on the breath, go ahead and release any tension that you may be holding in your shoulders. Just let your shoulders fall. And you're going to give yourself permission to release any effort. Start to relax on the breath. Witness yourself inhaling and exhaling, just allowing yourself to relax into your being. And you're going to give yourself permission to just observe. To observe the light that is you. Now, as you breathe in this space, I want you to see, feel, and sense the activation of your crown chakra just above your head. Just breathe into your crown, feel it begin to expand very easily as you breathe. And give yourself permission to activate, to illuminate the light that is you. Give yourself permission to access your higher consciousness. To see, feel, and sense these source codes, this higher consciousness, higher frequencies of energies that are present within your field. And as you breathe, start to witness these energies. Feel yourself begin to light up. Feel your heart begin to expand with this beautiful energy, this light that is you. Very easily on the breath, feel this light start to move down your arms into your hands. And as you breathe, feel this light that is you moving down your legs, your back. See, feel, and sense yourself harmonizing with the light that is you. And very easily as you breathe, notice if you can see, feel, and sense this light expanding out into your field. The light that is you flowing around you, above you, behind you, down the sides, expanding your field as you breathe. Witnessing this light as you. It's not an external source. Just breathe and allow yourself to embody the higher essence of who and what you are. And very gently, you're going to bring your awareness back into your heart center. Just a moment of acknowledging yourself in this space. And when you're ready, you're going to gently stretch into this energy. Stretch into the light that is you. And very gently open your eyes. Okay, and as you open your eyes, just notice what it looks like around you. What do your surroundings look like? What do you feel like even in this moment? Now you see there was no outside thing that you needed to channel. Only to bring your awareness into being the light that you are. Consciously activating your source codes, consciously tuning in to your higher frequencies of light. So again, the beauty of Reiki and the attunement process really is that it helps us to awaken these energies that are already present. It helps us to turn our light on, so to speak, to become consciously aware of this beautiful essence that we've always been. So when you are practicing Reiki, or even for those of you who don't necessarily practice this technique, one of the best things you can do for yourself is consciously tune into you. And if you are someone who is practicing this technique, it can help you become more aware of this light that is you by taking time every day to consciously connect into it the way we just did. And as you see, it doesn't take long. And even though, you know, I guided you through that very shortly, in a short way, when I do this on my own, I will stop and just sit in that energy for a while. I just sit and let myself experience and feel that essence of who and what I am. And in fact, it's a great way to prepare for sessions. Before you're going to work on anyone else, connect with that light that is you. Really embody the light that is you. It's part of that being Reiki. You'll hear me say, be the light that is you. And really, I'm just saying, become consciously aware of it. So as we do this, and as you make it part of your practice, it's like you are lifting and rejuvenating your energies, awakening your light even more. You become used to it. And you start to allow this to be more of what you embody as you practice it consciously. That's why I always say, practice your practice, connect with the light that is you. You know, we often think it has to be something very complicated. You know, we have to do all of these, like, you know, jump through hoops, but it's just you. So as you do this more, it deepens your alignment. And it also helps to clear your energetic channels just by tuning in and expanding this light. It helps with your process of waking up and understanding that it's you. So I hope that you will practice that. I would love to even hear if you had an experience just now, like how that felt for you. But this also leads me into another thing I want to share with you, because we hear about this a lot in Reiki, is the 21-day cleanse or the 21-day detox. And, you know, this is also something that is commonly taught. And the idea of this came from, you know, Yasui Sensei being on the mountain and meditating for 21 days. And then that's when he felt the presence of this light awakening within him, right? So we have interpreted this into that after we have our attunements and our awakening to this light within us, that there's 21 days of cleansing or detoxing. But one of the things I want to let you know about that is we go through a process, yes, of acclimating to these energies. We go through a process of getting used to being consciously aware of being back online. We go through a process of getting used to or acclimating to this expansion of source codes, of light, of higher consciousness. And it doesn't necessarily take 21 days. I mean, quite honestly, it's an ongoing process. As you connect with you, and this is beyond Reiki, anything that you practice, any practice of self-connection, of self-realization, it's ongoing. And as you continue, you will continue to move into these different stages or phases of new awareness. And you are constantly becoming familiar with these new ways of seeing and being and feeling and experiencing. And I always tell people as well, like, one of the beautiful things of practicing your practice is that the energies themselves become your teachers. Once you tune into this light that is you, you learn so much beyond anything that will be in a class or a book. You learn about you and how you engage with these frequencies and what you even actually allow. You start to become and embody and expand your light through your conscious interaction. So that's another thing I want to point out for you. I mean, I know we're talking about channeling Reiki, but I can't stress this enough, and I say it all the time. It's really your conscious interaction, you practicing your practice, you taking the time to connect with the light that is you. And again, becoming more familiar with that. And it is an ongoing process. So again, with this 21-day detox or cleanse or whatever it's called, I mean, yes, some people do feel some physical effects after their attunements. And again, it's because they are becoming acclimated to these new energies, awakening in their field, or becoming more activated in their field. And, you know, again, I mean, it's different for everyone. We all have a different process. We all have different experiences with this. But again, it's also about your conscious awareness, your engagement, your interaction with the light that is you. So practice that. You know, I just wanted to tell you to practice that. And I really wanted you to understand. I think it's important for us to understand that it's not some outside source that sometimes we feel like we can't connect to it. Are we connecting to it? Are we doing it right? It's you. So step outside of the idea that Reiki is outside of you and really start considering the light is you. So how do you embody that? How do you start to become it and embrace it? It's all through your self-connection and, you know, practicing your practice. So with that, something I'm excited to share with you, I have been doing a process that came to me. It's, I guess I would call it a 22-day transformation, where I am taking 22 days to focus on one particular thing every day. And it has been very enlightening because it's opening my eyes and my awareness to, you know, deeper levels of who and what I am. And I want to share this with you. So we are going to do this together if you would like to join me, but I'm not going to share the process until I'm done. I'm almost done. But once I'm done, I am going to share the first part of it here with you on Reiki Radio. So the first 6 days of this process will be available here on the podcast. And if you do want to join me in this process, all that you will need is your journal. Have a journal available so that you can take note of what comes up for you each day and what you experience and what you awaken to. And then for the second part of it, you will have to sign up for my newsletter, because that part will be available as video recordings and it will only be accessible to those who are on my newsletter list. So again, you can go over to my website, yewchi.com, that's yewchi.com, and sign up for the newsletter. It's free. And as we start this journey, you will have access to part two. And then in the final part of this process, it will be done by webinar so that you can ask me questions and we can interact together live and have some Q&A. So I hope that you will join me in this journey. I think it will be fun. It will be absolutely free. And I look forward to sharing this with you because it has helped me a lot. And I think I'm only on day 13 or 14. Oh, and actually, for those of you who practice Reiki, if you are kind of struggling with, you know, am I connecting with it? Am I doing it right? This and that. For those of you who are level 2 or level 3, there is a class, an online class on my website called Reiki Tools. Reiki Tools is for level 2 and level 3 practitioners. And I take you through a process of embodying the light that is you, going a little deeper than we did today. There's also a module that guides you through the process of doing a distant session, going deeper with the distant work, and also working with the symbols. Because, you know, in classes, we are typically taught to use the symbols only externally, but they are really part of your own awakening and can help you with your own transformation. So I teach you about that. So there is so much available resources. I have free meditations on my website, anything to help you on your path. And as always, I would love to hear from you, hear what your experiences are, what's coming up for you in all of this. And just for today, you know, really focus on considering, embodying the light that is you, being the light that is you. It's nothing that you have to try to bring in. Just activate, illuminate those beautiful energies that may have been dormant within your own field. So I look forward to talking to you next time. As always, I hope that you have a beautiful day. And remember to always journey in love.